See, if we were recording on Zencastr, I was going to do this thing where it had like a tape rewind, and then it was like, haha, wasn't that funny, but it didn't count. I don't know. Half-baked joke. It's Data Transfer, Season 2, Episode 17, once again, and I'm Audrey.
I'm Corla.
We are joined this week by the cat wrangler from Post Ponies. It's Gigi, my Metamore.
It's me, Gigi. I'm a herding dog. I'm a she-it-ing dog. Wait, no, fuck, because I have two pronouns. Well, I have three pronouns.
Damn, that's so many fucking pronouns.
I have so many pronouns. I'm collecting pronouns like they're Pokemon.
That reps.
I gotta catch them all. I think I'm going for Faye Fair next.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
We'll
you
take it.
Consume a Faye Fair person.
You have to eat their take life essence. Pronouns. You have to commit Diablerie. But it's like you drink the
you
blood
have,
of another
trans
person. You
have to
take
them on as your fucking, like, warlock patron.
Yeah.
The so, one fae fair person I know is a vor fetishist, but in like the other way, the way that doesn't end with me winning.
Pray.
We are joined once again by Gigi to record because guess the fuck what? I am an audio professional. I make some amount of my income every month by doing audio work, and I fully had the wrong fucking audio device selected in my DAW, and so it sounded like a choppy piece of shit.
Many such
cases. It did.
It
sounded so wild.
No, here's the thing. The more advanced you get with any audio equipment, the more chances you have to fuck up. That's
oh, yeah.
The thing.
I make that comparison with point of sale systems. This is so fucking boring. I'm going to bail on this riff.
I'm going to point, instead of your riff, I'm going to point out that the moment you were interrupted the first time in this podcast recording, you immediately lit a cigarette.
Yeah.
Just
I was like
all
I
right.
I got a second.
You
your thing now.
Your thing now. A little rude, but all right. Let's go.
You're fine. I was going to say that we lost an episode of RFTB early on to exactly the same error, and I didn't do it for like 5 years. So
yeah, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good track record. It was actually the episode of RFTB where we had Kate Fischel.
Oh, I don't know who that is. I don't know why I said that right now.
Oh, she's a comedian and writer and Pete Holmes's nanny, like takes care of Pete Holmes' kids.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
And at the time that was like a get. We were like, fuck yeah, dude. We're going to like get Pete Holmes's nanny. And then I whiffed the recording and then guess the fuck what? We recorded it again and hit a lot of the same riffs and I had the fuck up again.
No.
So we ended up releasing it with my choppy audio, and it's like it's a real fun one. Go back and listen to the Kate Fischel episode of Radio Free Tote Bag for what this episode would have sounded like if we decided to release it.
Yeah.
How's everybody doing? What's everybody's? We can talk about New Year's now. What did everyone do for New Year's?
What everyone do for New Year's? What'd you do for the
all
new
day? I slept all fucking day. I'm still sick.
Hell yeah.
Damn.
Oh, hell no to that, but hell yeah to sleeping all day.
It was pretty nice. I had a fun dream. I got to, like, slam.
I got to slam in my dream for New Year's Day, too.
Oh my god. Were your dreams in sync? Is this, like...
Ooh, maybe we're linking up in the dream world.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. That'd be pretty cool.
Were you in a magical college?
No, I was.
That's right. I remember you telling me about
that. You would dream someone to do this.
But not like in a weird way. Like it was weird.
Real Simone is not.
Is not Dream Simone.
New Year's Eve,
yeah.
I went to a party with some high school friends and met one that I haven't seen in approximately 10 years. And realized that
that's fun.
His girlfriend looks kind of like butch lesbian non-binary.
Yo.
Girlfriend? Wife. wife. They are married. Looks kind of like butch lesbian, non-binary-ish. Like, has a mullet.
Wife. You know?
And I did then realize that I remembered in high school, he self-described as a lesbian because he's attracted to women. One of the... Yeah.
Yeah. Many such cases.
A lot of cases like this.
I said I that shit, too. I suspect
my entire... Like, my small group of bisexual women.
Yeah.
Back in high... Oh, fuck. I'm so messed up right now. I'm so sorry. Fuckers made me wait for so long to record that. I'm just like, alright, I'm gonna get fucked up.
I'm fucked up Digimon 1.
That's how every Post Ponies gets made. If you ever want to complain about why Post Ponies episodes are 2 hours long, I am frequently the only sober one, and I'm bad at keeping an episode short as it is.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
I'm such a fucking problem. But let me tell you, I mean, I guess for New Year's, I got fucked up on everything I have available to me. Woo! That's something, right?
Did it all.
I did my poppers. I did my weed and alcohol.
Nobody ever says, let's save some of these drugs for tomorrow.
I do.
That's true. That is true. You do.
I do say that because I'm poor.
Yeah.
I'm poor and I have chronic pain, so welcome to the fucking weed a day lifestyle.
Weed a day calendar.
As long as I'm not making the weed itself my whole personality, or even like a major chunk of it,
no,
we're fine.
You don't have any of the weird stoner trappings, actually.
Really?
Like, none of them. You don't wear like a drug rug. You don't have like blacklight posters. You don't talk about strains.
Wait, what's a drug rug?
Like, you don't have any of the... A drug rug is like a poncho. You know that like poncho that like stoners wear?
They're like hoodie poncho, right?
Yeah, exactly. I had one when I was in college, actually.
Nice.
That sounds pretty rad, actually.
Yeah, I like my drug rug.
I have a Kigurumi. Mm-hmm. I have a little Mimikyu Kigurumi.
That's like a trans femme drug rug.
Yo. Trans femme drug rug.
Trans femme drug rug.
I don't know why that had to be to the Jimmy Neutron theme, but here we are.
I think it's important at this time for Gigi to tell everybody once again what your relationship to Digimon is.
My relationship to Digimon is I didn't have one, actually. It's kind of funny. When I was growing up, I figured Digimon was a Pokemon ripoff and did not spend any time with it.
Understandable. Many people have guessed it and said the same fucking thing.
Yep.
I was
a common rookie mistake. Yeah.
not a champion level move there.
Not a champion or an ultimate.
In fairness to all of y'all, growing up, I felt FF8 was like in competition with Final Fantasy VII for some reason. Yeah. Like it had to be one or the other, and I'm like, How dare you? 7 is so important to me.
I was an 8 girl. I was like a weird
console wars, but for two specific sequels. Kid.
Well, I mean, there is a lot of debate around what's the best Final Fantasy game.
Who fucking cares?
I know, who cares? But 8's not even in the running.
They are so radically different from 1 up to 16 that comparing the two in a fucking along the whole line is absurd. It is a very stupid endeavor to get stuck on.
Well, it's Kingdom Hearts now.
I love Kingdom Hearts. Stop doing this to me. Stop doing the thing where I have to fucking correct you and then I look like a pedant.
I've laid my trap.
You've activated my trap.
Kingdom Hearts doesn't actually get an entry very often is the main issue there.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy keeps on trucking.
To be fair to the whole Pokemon ripoff accusation, I said as much in the first episode of this program.
Oh,
I said it was my first encounter with something that I knew was the quote-unquote inferior version of a thing, and yet loved it all the more for it. I have evolved from that position. I am now firmly in the camp that the Digimon Adventures animated series is vastly superior to the Pokemon animated series.
I mean, from everything I understand,
I still love season one so much.
Yeah. In terms of, like, stakes and, yeah.
Season one of Pokemon has some wild shit going on. There's the anti-capitalist episode where fucking Tentacool and Tentacruels just attack a resort beach.
Oh, that rips.
Yeah, because they're, like, they're trying to build, like, a hotel/casino out in the ocean.
And the Tentacools and Tentacruels are like, hey, fuck you.
Fucking up their ecology, and they're like, all right, I guess we kill you all.
Yeah, it's, we have no choice.
They, like, grab Meowth and speak through him telepathically. They, like,
oh, fuck, I remember this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, now you remember. Yeah, that informed things about me today, to this day, about the things that I'm into.
Yeah, that's very cool, actually.
Speaking of things... Okay. Speaking of things that I'm into...
What are you into?
I wear my hair bands on my wrist when I'm not actually tying my hair back, and I was sitting watching anime with Lilith, and as a joke, she, like, picked up my arms by the wristband to, like, move me around, but it made me feel like a marionette puppet fucking controlled, and I popped one. I was like, "Woo! Hello, I am Turgid. Okay, all right, we're learning. We're learning things."
I love it when your dinger's like, "Greetings."
You're like, hello, guess what? You like it when people cry. No, you don't understand why.
You have no idea why, but when people cry near you, especially if you're emotionally intimate with them, you pop a boner.
You pop a boner while you're comforting them, and you say, pay it no mind. I'm not thinking about it. You shouldn't either.
I've had that conversation. A very, very dear friend of mine, we had a heartfelt moment, and she started crying, and I leaned in to hug her, and I said... Okay, listen. I had my hips out, like, away from her when I went for the hug.
Right,
and she's
right,
like, what are you doing?
Leaning forward.
She was
for
like,
it.
What are you doing? And I was like, I have a boner right now. It's a problem of mine.
It's a condition.
She was very understanding, actually.
It's not relevant, but it tries to make itself relevant.
Exactly. It tries to insert itself into the conversation. Hey.
Whoa, just like a pussy.
Like a
or a buttonhole.
Or a mouth. Or a hand.
Or a mouth. Or a foreskin. Or a hand. Or cleavage.
Or cleavage. What are some other places you can put a dick for sexual contexts?
Armpits.
Armpit. Intercrural zone.
Yeah,
knee pit. Yeah.
The feet. Like, if they're together.
Belly button.
The feet. Yes, of course. Belly
fat
button.
Rolls.
Fat rolls. Wow, we are really on one. We're really getting somewhere.
We're fucking wilding out this time. That's what happens when I have to re-record an episode. I'm just like,
it gets goofy.
Hey, fuck all y'all. Let's talk about my fetishes.
Yo.
I want to be a little puppet for mistress.
No, the puppet play is really good, though. I mean, like, part of the thing that I like for Hypno is the idea of, like, being a passenger, you know, not having any control.
Oh, sure.
It's really fun.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's it's Jesus take the wheel, you know? But in this case, it's Jesus. It's...
Jesus take the wheel.
The point is, someone is taking control for
exactly.
you.
Exactly, yeah. Well, you ain't got to think about it. You just got to, you know, ride it out and feel the stuff. It's hot.
Ride it out.
Yeah, it's like, it's the difference between playing a video game where you have active control and input and thought throughout stuff and riding a roller coaster. Where all of the thought and effort and shit went into creating the experience for you, and you are just here for the ride.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Like, yeah, that's why
being a sub is like being on a sex roller coaster.
Are a bad thing necessarily.
Yeah,
I think ultimately it's a preference for one kind of engagement over the other in a sexual context.
That makes some sense. Damn, we're really getting somewhere.
Yeah, you can have that experience as well. topping or doming, you know, you get a bit of, once you're comfortable with like your spanking routine, and you have your different methods and you're mixing and matching them to match the rhythm of what's going on, you can just kind of zone out for a little bit while you're paddling.
Yeah.
You know, all, paying attention to where your partner's at. You don't want to miss that they're like crying or anything. That's you want to make sure.
I definitely don't want to miss that they're crying.
No. I'm just saying you want to be present enough you know, hear your safe words.
But otherwise, you can
do some paddling. You can choke a gal. And while you're counting to make sure you don't overdo it, you can also be planning your next production line in Vectorium. And that's okay.
Certainly somebody has been doing dom play of some kind, and then the partner does a thing that might warrant a paddling, and they do the Simpsons line. That's a paddling. Certainly that has happened.
Certainly. Apologies if there's sound on my end. My sister's dog is going fucking ham on a toilet.
I can't hear it. Yeah. I can't hear it, but okay, it might pick up on your recording.
It might pick up on the recording. It's he's fucking destroying that thing.
Fuck yeah.
To explain, this is a tiny dog. He's got nothing to him, and he's yet I sausage. Hear him like murdering a throw pillow or something.
He's a sausage.
Mm-hmm. He's a sausage. He loves sausage. He's a little doggy.
Oh,
he's a little silly dog.
The baby boy. Teddy.
I say, looking directly at Gigi.
Aw.
Yeah, sometimes
you ever just get compersion in the podcast?
That...
You ever get compersion on the pod?
Oh, yeah.
Talk about what?
Oh, mm-hmm. I was gonna say, sometimes you do just talk about that dog in a way that feels like it's laser targeted at making me feel feelings.
Uh-huh. I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. It is. It's very intentional.
That's fair fucking enough. Great. That's fucking great. Hey, what do you say we talk about Digimon?
Yeah, really the talk episode about Digimon? That we definitely rewatched.
We definitely did watch it and remembered. The American localization title is Ghost of a Chance, but the Japanese title that we watched is Odaiba Memorial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the synopsis begins like this. This section of the article is a stub. You can help by expanding it.
Woo!
Just like Gigi.
Hey!
You can help by expanding Gigi.
You can help by expanding her
listener,
little. Her little.
This
meter.
Article is a stub, but it does expand.
Fucking same.
It's somewhat of a listen. I've had that in my mouth. I know exactly the proportions of that as related to relevant spaces it could
occupy.
Those
of y'all that are. you know, real PS3 game heads may remember the PlayStation Move navigation controller.
No,
not the one with the squishy ball. The other one that was like a remote like that, but it just had, you know, buttons and a stick. It had like the...
The nunchuck equivalent.
It might have... I think it had like... a select and back as well. It had like a D-pad, select and back, joystick, and then to trigger and the shoulder button. And it didn't have the ball, and it is roughly the size of my erect penis.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you wanna experience giving me head, I think I'm a little bit thicker, but other than that.
Listeners, you know the little cans of V8?
Listener, you know a Red Bull.
Just deep throat one of those. That's it.
That's the one.
That's like it one. Like barely reaches your uvula if you're trying.
Damn.
Damn.
But that's good for me because I have a terrible gag reflex.
Fucking same.
Like fucking I can same. I can turn it off. for a little bit, but as soon as I gag once, that's it. It is like a hair trigger from there on.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
So the kids are getting together. They're going to go have a picnic to commemorate the anniversary of when they first went to the digital world. And everybody's
digital monsters.
And everybody's going to be there. Even Mimi comes in from the States to come and be there with her friends.
She is dressed her Sunday best.
Mimi's the one
she's
with
looking
the cowboy
great.
Hat, right?
Yes. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yes.
That's how you know she's from America.
That's how you know.
Yeah. I don't think she... Was she originally from America?
She has spent time in America. She has a giant cowboy hat.
She had the cowboy hat in season one, too. I think she's from Japan.
Pink.
She definitely lived in Heighton View Terrace during the attack that instigated the Digimon movie. And the...
I wonder what that place was called in Japanese. It couldn't have been Heighton View Terrace.
No,
that's
probably
so
not.
White.
Yeah, that's Heighton View Terrace.
That's so America-coded.
That's 100%. So Raven. It's the future I can see.
It's so mysterious.
We finally have someone on who will actually do that bit with me. Thank you.
No problem.
Audrey's too old.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. That's a Raven. And I didn't have cable.
Audrey
don't
was like,
talk about this. I didn't
Audrey
have paid
was getting
TV
her
till
second
I was...
mortgage by the time I was watching That's So Raven.
I was watching The Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
No. At the Audrey time. Audrey was putting her great grandchild in the grave from an early death of pneumonia.
Why have I had a kid who had a kid that died?
kid who had a kid who died.
Oh man.
I don't know. I'm just making old jokes.
I like it. So as the anniversary of their venture into the digital world approaches, people at the Fuji TV station start quitting because they see a ghost everywhere, says the...
That's right. There's like a fucking synopsis. SCP anomaly taking over all the TV screens and shit.
Yeah. They're doing some video editing, and they see a shadow move in the frame, and then they run it back and watch it again, and the shadow moves differently.
Yeah.
In the footage.
It moves different every time, like it's watching their attempts to clip
the
it
shadow,
out.
Like,
yeah,
I'm
it's creepy.
Different. Folks, you remember Dracula Flow?
Oh, yes. How could I forget?
Audrey hasn't let me forget.
Last
it.
Guy who ran off on the pack got choked out by a pair of Givenchy gloves. The last thing he saw was the price tag on them. Slowly faded
funny.
Into darkness, and I let the archangels take him. I love that fucking shit.
You know, people in my household get really annoyed with me when I latch onto a song for weeks at a time
sure.
and just sing one little snippet from it. Over it. For instance, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would just do that in the kitchen when I'm walking around outside. It didn't fucking matter. It's just like a little echolalia thing just barfs out of me like word vomit. And when I latch onto a song like that, the people who live with me get very sick of it, and they get mad at me when I go, everybody, quietly to myself while I'm looking into the fridge.
And what you're saying is that I do that
oh,
with
yes,
Dracula Flow.
Oh, yes, you have
Flow.
That with Dracula Flow. You have done exactly that. I have
for about it for about a year.
For the bit.
For about a year.
Yeah.
It didn't take long for me to hit satiation either. You just still kept going.
Well, yeah, I can't stop, won't stop.
Don't but yeah, they're planning like a memorial picnic.
Yeah, they're planning a memorial picnic for actually the defeat of Myotis Mon. This is a little confusing, and there is actually a little portion of the in the continuity errors. In the English dub, TK says that August 1st is the anniversary of when the Digidestined defeated Myotismon, though it's actually the first day they went to and returned from the digital world. Myotismon was defeated 2 days later.
Mm. Yep, and they do say that properly in the Japanese version.
Yeah.
It's about the day they got isekai'd.
Yeah. I've told this joke before, but it's important for me to say once again. If you get transported to another world in an anime, that's an isekai. If you come back to the real world, that's a desekai. And if you go back, that's a resekai.
So, what's Inuyasha?
It's an anime. I don't know anything about Inuyasha.
That's
wait,
a
what? Wait, this podcast I've is never about seen Inuyasha. This now. You've never seen Inuyasha?
Unfortunately, yeah. What the fuck, Audrey?
No, never saw it. The how kids who you, were into it at my school were terminally fucking lame.
Oh, you know what? I was into Inuyasha when I was in school, and I was terminally fucking lame, so I understand. But he had a big sword.
I was watching like Trigun and Evangelion and shit at the same time that those kids were watching Inuyasha. Fair enough.
It sounds to me like you just didn't get to stay up late enough to watch Toonami.
My mommy made me go to bed. I wanted to watch it, but they wouldn't let me go to bed. Tennis practice in the morning.
I didn't hear you mention Detective Conan. I didn't hear you mention Rurouni Kenshin, although we probably shouldn't talk about that one. So I didn't hear you talk about Full Metal Alchemist.
I never watched Full Metal Alchemist. No, I never watched
that. Yeah, it sounds to me like you couldn't stay up late enough for the good ones.
Full Metal Malcolm in the Middlest.
I say like Cowboy Bebop and Trigun aren't amazing.
Yeah. Have you still never finished Bebop? Because I haven't either.
Wait, I have now. Lilith and I watched it, and I fucking cried repeatedly.
I've watched like the first four episodes of Cowboy Bebop about a dozen times, but I've never finished it.
All right, that's very clever, but you're not getting out of Inuyasha.
You
shaming.
Almost got out of the Inuyasha conversation. I don't know. I've never seen it. There was a girl in my high school who just always was talking about
how much of a bish fucking Sesshomaru was.
She
was
right.
Yeah, guess what? I had that gal at my school too, and I had a huge crush on her, and named my email after that fact. And
the
I email still have
that,
that
I
email.
Still send files to.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Sesshomaru's wild.
That's the difference between you and me. I took the cringe in. I was born in it, molded by it. I didn't see Based until I was a woman. But okay, let me give you the sell. Right. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Sell her it.
High school gal, ends up isekai. Well, not isekai. Sent back to the past, Samurai Jack. Where turns out demons are real, and so is magic.
Okay.
You know, like Token, magic goes away over time, I guess.
Yeah.
And ends up embroiled in a whole thing with a hot demon guy, and then finds out, oh, I can actually go back and live my normal life in between searching for a magical artifact.
I see. I did play a tactical game on AdultSwim.com.
Oh, I loved that.
That was a great fucking game. I played that Inuyasha tactical game.
Yeah. Oh, also with Inuyasha.
I wonder if it's still around somewhere.
AdultSwim.
Check Internet Archive.
AdultSwim.com also had Escape from Puppy Death Factory, which, despite the name, no dogs ever get hurt in. It's just like it's a Metroidvania where you play as a dog in fucking Samus armor and you save other dogs.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Do you know this is fun?
Me.
Corla
and hopping on dicks. Just real bouncing on them.
Wow, there really is nothing to this fucking synopsis. They're kind of touring around the town and like checking out little landmarks from their adventures. And Matt and TK walk by a store window and they remember Pumpkin Mon and Gatsumon.
Yeah,
in really
the
kind
poor
of a
guys.
Sweet moment. The poor little guys.
They were children and they fucking died.
And they fucking killed them. Myotis Mon fucking murdered them. Matt remarks to TK, they were great guys. You know? And TK's like, oh, I see the Tootsies. I see them. I see them Pete's.
We really should, like, record just that little picture in picture for the fucking Patreon.
Then we'll get some fucking subscribers.
Feet cam. Is that worth $20? You tell me. They're pretty good tootsies. She's a hot gal.
Dear listener, I like to say that I'm not a foot guy, but damn, do I love feet. I think it would be worth $20. Why'd I say dear listener? I'm talking to y'all. As your first Patreon subscriber.
Yeah! You're making a foot confession right here on the show.
As your first Patreon subscriber, I might pay for Corla feet.
Damn.
Oh, those aren't my feet. I'm here.
Oh,
I'm right here.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I don't know if you can tell.
Those are Lilith feet.
Foreshortening is a visual effect that happens with distance.
No guarantee for Lilith.
I mean, I don't think she would mind. We'll figure it out.
We'll work it out. We'll work out the pay structure.
I'll set my webcam just to fucking feet mode.
Creating that second is a great idea for just to get the foot feed.
I bet any video podcast would be massively improved if it was just pointed at the host's feet. If that was the video feed, tell me that would not get more subscribers.
That would not
Joe
get more
Rogan's
subscribers.
Fucking dogs were barking the entire time you heard him spew transphobic bullshit.
Joe Rogan sucks.
I think the drum cover people have the right idea in having a dedicated foot camera. So you can see the kick pedal action.
Okay. Yeah.
So you can see the tootsies.
So you can see the.
So you can see the heel make impact with the pedal.
So you can see those piggly wigglies.
I spat for that fucking impression. That got all over my screen.
That's fucking
what a wet impression.
Good episode title.
Okay, the pervert voice is so wet, though. Yeah. You don't understand. The pervert is on the verge of gleeking with every S they speak.
I accidentally gleeked the other day.
What? Wait, what's gleeking?
Yeah, me too.
I can't remember. It's where you... That thing where, like, kids in school would go, like...
You can press water under your tongue and then spray it in a projectile.
Wow. And go, like... And then, like, water would shoot out of their mouth.
I know nothing about this.
I'm not very good at it, mostly because it grossed me out to practice. I hate being reminded that my tongue is like a physical thing with
it's awful.
Space. It's like being reminded that breathing can be a manual process.
Well, now everyone's manual breathing. Thank you, Corley.
Yeah, and thinking about their tongue in their mouth. I'm sorry, Donovan. I really am sorry.
Poor Thembo. Got too big of a tongue.
Oh.
I'm
sure there's people that aren't complaining.
True.
you ever look at the start of fucking Kiki's Delivery Service where she goes in the train on the cow cart and a cow fucking licks her foot? You ever see that big old broad cow tongue and go, yeah, put that in my fucking pussy?
I'm sure people have.
Yes. Anyway, they should call Donna.
Call Donna. Wide tongue on
that
day.
If that is mean, reach out. I will apologize to you directly.
I think it's like the Patak Dragon bit where it's like, do you recognize the bit's too funny? Can't stop it.
Yeah. Patak does not enjoy the balls being sucked into his body joke, though. Does not enjoy
this
that one.
True.
It's such an instant berserk button that's very funny to me.
You talk about it on a podcast one time 5 years ago.
Wait.
You tell a friend in confidence.
Yeah, that was the thing. It was he told that to a friend in confidence and then talked
about
it on a
podcast. Well, you told Citric. Citric's gonna shit on you.
Yeah. I thought it was Spectre.
He's gonna shit trick.
We should cut this.
He's gonna do shit tricks.
We should cut this.
This is too pot on pod.
So long.
It's too pot
on
pod.
There's nothing about this I can cut, babe. I'm sorry.
We're too deep. We're going.
Sorry.
We don't need pot on pod.
Audrey take it. I'm so-
Okay, okay. Well, I'm just going to run basically to the end of the fucking episode, if everyone's cool with that. We're just going to kind of fast forward. They have, there's more. They see Tokyo Tower, and Mimi's like, oh, it got melted, remember?
Yeah.
And that's basically all that fucking happens in this basically nothing of an episode until they all go to the Fuji TV station to go to, like, tour where they defeated Myotismon, right? They're, like, going back to be like, oh, this is, you know, this is the place where we beat him. And there's, like, a fucking lightning strike, and it looks like, you know, there's, like, a dark pall over the fucking building. And they go in, and there's a specter just flying around, just a ghost, just ghosting around the whole fucking place, like, in the lobby. And Gatomon goes, wait, I know who this is. And steps forward, and everyone's like, be careful, Gatomon. And she's like, no, I know who this is. And who should materialize but the ghost of fucking Wizardmon.
Wizardmon, the boy. The absolute boy. I know Gigi has no connection to him, but he is the best twink to ever twink.
Yeah.
And he got fucking got for betraying the big bad in order to help
for betraying the big
bad and Gatomon specifically.
Yeah, jumped in the way of an attack from Myotismon, saving Gatomon's life and giving his in the process. Yeah. And that noble sacrifice shit really does something for me. Like, I, you know, that's really good to me.
Yeah, it, there's definitely some, like, American individualism and exceptionalism kind of built into our brains, but fuck it. It hits the endorphins. It works. Yeah. It works on me.
It works.
Just like when like, a powerful character who means well gets, like, dicked over by people repeatedly and then finally gets a chance to get revenge on them. you can justify some terrible things in a story and still have me go, yeah, fucking get them! as long as it's directed towards someone who has fucking earned it.
So, Wizardmon says to Gatomon, kindness will release the golden radiance. And also that kindness alone will not be enough to defeat the darkness. And he disappears, leaving the Digidestined to their very confused thoughts, it says. I think they're more, like, just, like, sad.
They're very, they are perplexed, but I think mostly they're just like, oh, fuck, this, Daisuke's like, I don't know what happened, but
Daisuke's like,
everyone
this,
else is sad.
Who's this fucking guy?
Who's this? Oh,
am I supposed to know who the fuck this is?
He's like, doesn't he can't refer to Wizardmon directly because he doesn't know their name.
That was crazy that when that ghost showed up, right? Do you mean Wizardmon? Yeah, Wizardmon. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I was trying out nicknames. It's all chill.
it's all good.
Ghost guy.
You know, ghost guy.
Ghosty.
We kind of didn't go over the whole thing, but go watch it. You know,
it's okay. I'm gonna tell you right now, this one's worth watching if you've been keeping up with the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like a callback to the moments of biggest emotional impact in the first season.
Yep.
And you get to see Mimi once again dressed her Sunday best. She looks so good. She's so fucking fly. I wish I was half as cool as Mimi is.
I remember there was a point where, like, someone's older brother made super spicy curry.
Matt made super spicy curry and burned up dad. There's the whole thing about the sutras on tape.
Oh, yeah.
To try to exorcise the ghost. That was kind of cool.
I really hope that that's, like, I really hope that in the English dub that's him trying to get people to listen to his mixtape.
No, like, you gotta hear this.
It's just an anti-ghost rap.
I am not gonna be a fucking reporter my entire life. I am going to break into the rap game.
Do an MF Doom bars about exorcism.
I was gonna try something, but I don't know. I don't have it.
Coast to coast, the ghost with the absolute most.
I'm going to rate this episode a champion.
Yeah, I'm going to say champion as well.
It mostly does not a whole lot, and then it fucking... an almost completely unearned emotional beat.
Yeah.
Like, why is Wizard Mon haunting the thing, and why does he say the Golden Radiance will release the whatever? Like, why did it have to be him? Like, you just have to tear my heart out like that? You have to make Gatomon cry in front of me and give me a fucking boner? This is awful.
Listen, I already had a boner for Gatomon before she started crying.
Yeah, she's like an adult woman.
She's like, she is the sweet peppermint cat.
Yo, wait, she is.
Yeah, she is.
Peppermint cat. Fuck, she fully is the sweet peppermint cat.
Sweet sticky hands, sticky. Yeah, you and me both. We both want that fucking cake, twirling a cake made of peppermint.
What are you rated on Rookie and Mega, Gigi?
So wait, what are the Rookie and then
Rookie Champion? Ultimate and Mega are the four ratings.
1 to 4. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. With the caveat that I still think it's very much worth watching.
Yeah. I'll rate it as champion because the Digimon are cute, and you know there was like enough going on just visually for me to be stimulated. You know, I was very much watching this like a child that was not familiar with Digimon, but just caught this episode randomly, and I wouldn't...
Gigi, what don't you watch as a child?
Well,
I was gonna say, what do you mean, like? You just watched it as a child that doesn't know Digimon.
Yeah.
Gigi is baby, Gigi is baby.
Listen. We had to babysit for this episode. Listen, as much as I don't want kids, I am happy to keep the orange juice sippy cups coming. I can make crackers and cookies.
Did I ever tell you about the baby to baby dog in a diaper plush at my workplace?
What?
I never did.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
Listen, she is pogging harder than I've ever seen her pog.
So, at my workplace, we did a charity drive for an organization called Baby to Baby, and to advertise
the
our
prequel
baby
to Boys to Men.
That's good. To advertise this, they took a diaper, and put it on a fucking dog plush and set it at the register. And one morning, I walk down for morning meeting, I look at it, and I go, oh, it's my friend Gigi. And everybody just kind of goes, like, they all look at me, like, upset.
Can I ask a question that you won't have the answer to?
Sure. What brand? I think it was Pampers.
Oh, nice. I do like Pampers.
Yeah,
I think it was a
Pampers. For like a little plush, it's got to be like a baby diaper.
Yeah. I think that pupper was Pampers.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's got to be a baby diaper, but like, is it Pampers? Is it Huggies? Did someone spring for like the Honest diapers or whatever? Did someone spring for like natural diapers? That would be crazy, right?
Oh, yeah, because it is kind of a zhuzhi store. Yeah. That was a possibility, but I think they got a Pampers.
Oh my gosh. The Pampers Cruisers scent is like just like right here in my brain.
Sense memory, baby.
Whenever I would have to stock the baby stuff at Kmart, I always felt real funny, and I knew exactly why by that point. 100% why.
I had the same thing stocking pickles at Safeway.
Corlana,
except it wasn't horny funny, it was like ravenously hungry. Like, hang on, can I smuggle an entire jar in my apron to the bathroom, consume them all?
But then you're eating shelf warm pickle.
I eat the warm pickle. What the fuck? Like, if you have it cold when you have bad teeth, it's just gonna hurt your bad teeth.
I guess that's true. I guess that's true.
Corla eats the warm pickle real good.
Oh my god! Can I just fucking tell you? She's basking.
Tell me.
She's basking in it.
Tell me. I'm basking in it. Come on.
I did say like a demon.
It's completely correct.
I did say that, And then when Gigi got her wiener sucked by Corla, she that thought entered her mind. She remembered me saying that.
It's right. Corla so sucked dick like a demon made to suck dick.
Exactly.
I want to give y'all a mental image real quick. Just rewinding back to Magfest. Post Gigi, not quite nutting, but getting over Sim to the point that I had to back off.
I definitively did not.
Gigi is laying back on the bed, with her head propped up on by Simone, being like, like taken back down.
Yeah.
Like, all right, let's get your heart rate back to normal. Let's get you breathing. And that was in a room full of a bunch of other trans femmes.
What a good weekend. That's the weekend of the live show. I had a differently exhilarating weekend. Yeah,
I was like, when y'all weekend of the RFTB live show. I was like, fuck, Magfest.
Fuck, it's Magfest. God damn it. We're going to try to do another one. I texted my friend about to like get in touch with the booker for the venue that we want to use in Cincinnati. So
in the nasty natty.
Yeah. You should see about getting like into a furry convention. Cause
we want to do that. Like we want to
relationship advice would be great at like
Midwest Fur Fest. That's in Chicago. Fur Fest, like Rainforest. Why don't we just do it at Midwest Fur Fest?
MFF.
Yeah.
I pitched
that. If Dono has any fucking smack to say about it, I'm going to say, what's your problem with animals? What's your problem with the furries?
Oh, no, I'm sure our audience, nobody in our audience is going to be like, they're not going to have a problem with it. I posed that to somebody and they're like, man, people are going to say you're a fake gamer girl. You're not furries. Why are you doing a panel at a furry convention? And I was like,
well, okay, we do have to get your fursona furry. You just bring a laminated drawing of your fucking ref sheet.
No. I have credentials. Yeah. These are like you flash like a press pass.
No, that's why people
literally
get badges.
Your badge can have your fursona on it at a lot of these
things. That's awesome.
I gotta get a Marcy badge so that people know that I'm a baby fur. As if they don't
incredible.
Know by how I dress.
Oh
you
my
are,
god, no. We have to
have
talk
a
about
badge,
porno
you already
now.
Have a lanyard. Just put a fucking binky on it.
We have to talk about porno now.
I need to get the Little Tykes carabiner. For baby lesbians.
All right.
I really enjoy when two words come together to say a thing that they definitely didn't mean to say, and it usually presents itself in business names. For example, Le Bocage, which is lesbo cages, if you spell it out. Or, one of my favorite things in this world is the fact that the website for Two Men in a Truck, the moving company, is T-W-O-M-E-N. That's T-Women for anybody keeping track at home.
I never thought about that.
Now, I did clap. We're in a zone so I can get the fucking porn.
Did you get the porn?
I was in the process and then I had to stop to listen.
I was vamping for you.
Oh, okay. I can clap us back in. You can vamp for a little bit.
Okay. Well.
Or I can just edit out the part where I clapped and said to shut up.
I missed you saying shut up.
Hey, I know a theme. I know a theme.
Okay, what's the theme?
Atlas.
Ooh.
Oh, that'll be fun.
I just got that game today.
Gigi, did you play? You played Atlas?
No,
nice.
I
we should play
yet,
some.
I did buy it.
We should definitely play some soon. We haven't played in a little while.
I'll be away for most of the month in a couple days.
Oh, okay, good. So not soon.
Not soon. I might, I do have it downloaded on the Steam Deck if I do want to poke around at it a little bit.
Yeah, make a character, try some stuff out. I can tell you that you should commit to either strength or dexterity very hard at the start.
That makes sense.
And you do get the opportunity to respec.
It's quite cheap. You can respec your skills
you can respec
and stats.
All the time. Yeah. So you should know how to do that.
Pussy two.
Okay, what are we looking at first, Corla?
I guess we should go from least to most horny.
Ooh. Oh yeah,
we I need love to a progression.
Rising so tension. I'll start. I'll take the tamest one.
Okay.
Oh wow, so kind of you to take the tamest one.
Here we are. All right, we have the weapon and armor shopkeeper. I forget her name.
Yeah.
What the fuck was her name? Hang on. Name.
Say her name.
Sally.
Sally the shopkeeper.
Okay, we have Sally. She's like a possum, I think.
Nice.
Yeah, possum or possibly a raccoon.
Either way, she is.
Oh, she's definitely a possum. Look at her tail.
That could be a rat tail. I don't fucking know.
But then combined with the ears, come on.
But the ears, yeah. Okay. Anyway, she has Link's hat on. I don't remember that detail.
No, she
has. She has nothing else on. She is letting the chub out, and she is a fairly plus sized gal, big thick thighs, looking down at the viewer with an expression that's like, "Aw, poor thing, titties. You need titties?"
And I do.
Would that make you feel better? And like. She is holding them up as if to fucking drop them on you, which is going to give you a concussion because they're enormous.
Enormous.
As is her big, fat tail, which I'm normal about. I like thick tails for reasons.
Yeah?
Can you lie about
it? Yeah, everything about this is really fucking hot, actually. Oh, and her pissoir is out. That part's important.
Just poking out of the fat rolls, yeah. Poking out.
Sticking on out. All right, second one we are going to give to... Who wants it? Who wants number two?
I'll take number two.
All right. You get the animation.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh.
So what I'm looking at here is one of the little rat dudes.
Oh.
Let me run that beat back. One of the playable rat folk characters is just bang-a-langin' what appears to be, is that like a cow woman?
No, that's the maiden.
Oh, that is the mage. Lady. Yeah. Yeah, the quest keeper. And they're in the quest keeper Azura. Zone.
Maybe that's her name. I don't fucking know.
They're in the sanctum. It's 4 a.m. It tells me in the top left of the screen.
Angela, that's her name.
Just pounding Angela, standing on her ass with a giant hyper dick.
You gotta understand the NPCs in this game are freaking like two and a half times taller than the player characters. So this is proportional. The little rat guy is like a little guy,
a little guy. I want to point out that this character is level 10. He has 55 HP and 34 MP. You have got to spend more money on mind and vitality. You got to do it.
You got to do it.
Her pussy is dripping because she loves being pounded in the ass by the little rat guy wearing a crown. Loves it.
Through her skirt, I should mention.
Oh, yeah. Just you pounding it right into her butthole.
The skirt's in there with it, and he has ripped the shit out of it.
4 hours later, still pounding. Oh, and I forgot to mention, there is a cutaway on the right hand of the screen of the dick inside of the asshole.
Yeah, x-ray cutaway.
X-ray cutaway in the dick. Oh, yay.
My favorite.
In the butt. Oh, yay. Pounding, 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 pounding. And then it fades to black.
It's
and after the 4 hours later, her belly's swollen with cum.
Yeah, there is a lot of cum in there, but like, I wanted a bust.
I do like how
fair.
I do like how it like fading to black after that though is kind of like in the Beach Boys' Good Vibrations. It kind of implies like forever.
Oh yeah.
Like a Good Vibrations fade.
No, absolutely.
You know, good times.
You know how like Good Vibrations. Yeah,
you know, Vibrations.
Exactly. By the Beach Boys.
By the Beach Boys.
She's giving me good vibrators.
All right. Gigi, are you ready for the third and final pornographic image?
All right,
okay, Gigi, you're up for this last one.
Okay. Oh, of course I have this one. Okay. Okay, so it's that item girl from earlier. What was her name again?
Yeah, the shopkeeper. The
shopkeeper.
Sally.
Sally the shopkeeper, who is, you know, posed in a way, just face to ass with a blue character that seems to have, like, a doggy tail. And, oh, God. One sec. I have to make this big on the good monitor. Oh, that song is in there, and there's black lipstick marks all over the butt and also on the donut.
I guess that ass get any
Yeah.
I guess that ass get any
That ass is getting so fucking ravaged by a mouth. And also there's lipstick marks all over and a lipstick mark on a pendulous nutsack. It is so big.
Yeah.
It's resting on Sally's big ass titties, and the dick, which is above the nutsack, is pointed straight down through those titties, and it's fucking And it looks like the tip, which is like. These titties are massive. We're talking like the dick is starting around like her shoulder line, right? And it is coming out by her belly button under the tits. And
that's
long. Busting.
See, there's my bust. That's what I was looking
for.
That's
what I'm talking about.
This is a really good one. I found good shit this time. Thankfully, Atlas is very popular with the furry, the artists, the porn drawers.
I can see why.
I want to use this as a springboard to talk about a thing that I adore in porn, both because it's hot and because it's creative. And that is implications of further sex acts besides the one you're seeing on screen,
right?
By way of like markings, lipstick marks are the most obvious. Her mouth has been on both cheeks, all over the place, directly on the donut, on the nut sack. Like you can kind of see that before what she's doing now, she was just smooching all over the place. But that's kind of the most obvious and basic one.
Right.
What I love is when it's like someone's getting pounded by like a really strong person or like a giant creature or whatever, and there are like marks and indentations in the ground and in the trees or walls around them of like, oh, they've been at it for a while. They have caused rampant destruction.
They've been fucking on shit geological time.
Mwah.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
I pray my dick grow big as the Eiffel Tower.
So I can fuck the world. For 72 hours.
For 72 hours.
God damn, I got bitches.
It's always a little bit taller.
That's true.
That's true. Always a power.
All right. Okay. I think we got to do our digital champions.
Oh, you introduced it this time.
Well, we're all just kind of getting lost in bits, so I had to grab the reins at some point.
You got
to
grab it. My digital champion is the curry for being so spicy.
Yeah!
Being so spicy.
Death curry.
He's so spicy, the curry is.
Just like when we first recorded, my champion is Matt for being a good bro.
Yeah.
For just like, hey, my brother's over. I'm gonna make food special for everybody. I'm gonna, like, get the dishes done, clean the place up a bit, take care of Dad when he gets home. Like, he's just being a really good, like, genuinely solid guy this episode.
That is good. You love to see it.
GG, tell us.
Am I allowed to have two digital... am I allowed to name two digital champions?
You're a patron. Okay. You are allowed.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, fair enough.
You're paying us.
my digital champions are Gatoma, because she cute. Wizardmon, because
you want her to fuck you with her oversized paws.
Don't step on Wizardmon, dear reader.
I'm sorry.
Can we get it again? Can we get it again clean?
Right. Get it again right in the mic. Just fucking, just ASMR it for me.
Yeah, sure.
Just the four words, babe. That's all you need.
That's way fewer words than the other words.
Wizardmon, dear reader.
That's terrible. Nice.
Nice. Okay. I think it's time for plugs. I think we're a little over an hour at this point.
The postponed curse.
You should... Gigi, you should hit him with your plugs.
If you like long podcasts and being horny and me getting bullied, listen to Post Ponies. It's a podcast about My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, and the Rise of Fascism. Corla's a host on it. Audrey's been on it multiple times.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's a fun time. It's unhinged. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts, or you can go to our website, best URL in the game, if I do say so myself, smallgayhorse.com. Me personally,
you can find me
my stuff through there on Twitter at -_Marcy, on Blue Sky at ggpup.bsky.social, on Twitter again at pamper_pubby. That's right. I'll talk about the porn one. Only follow the Blue Sky or the second Twitter if you like big mushy diapers.
And sometimes they come across my Blue Sky feed, and you know what? That's okay.
If you like them, or if you can tolerate them, follow me those places.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll see them.
Yep. I actually have, I'm back on Blue Sky. You can find me, corla.bluesky.social. My return tweet that I'm very proud of is, "Oh, Baka, where art thou?"
Pretty
that
good.
That is good.
Pretty strong. I do a show.
Yeah, you do.
Called Radio Free Tote Bag. It's a show about relationships that you can find at rftb.me or anywhere podcasts are sold. It is goofy japes. It is heartfelt relationship advice. And this week we do ins and outs for 2025. It's a really fun, really funny
it's
little
a really
bit.
Fun bit.
Yeah, Corla got to listen to it because I was working on the edit a little bit earlier, and she got to hear it. It's really fucking funny. Great show. Good talk about gender on this week, too. So if you like this show, there's a 90% chance you're trans. So go check out RFTB this week.
Ooh, Trans Trance would be a good band name.
Trans
Transgender.
Transgender.
All right, folks. Get out there and trance a trans person. They'll come.
I'll come.
They will come.